Hey guys, we are having like dinner and a movie, but it's Dr. Pepper and popcorn as we watch all of our shows from the Wake Up Conference last year. Cameron, are we having fun?
We are having the time of our lives.
It's like a party here.
It's so fun.
So we are watching all the videos that we've never released from our Wake Up Conference last year. Wake up means wake up.
Yeah.
It's a call to the body of Christ.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
There's something in the water, Cameron, where I believe that God is waking up his church. And we're coming together like never before in the spirit of John 17. We don't have to be the same, but we have to be one in the spirit. And you're about to watch our panel of courageous pastors. Pastors that are willing to take a stand in their communities. Pastors that are not afraid to speak the word of God.
Yes.
How are you encouraged with this panel?
I am another one that my jaw was just like, wow, the way the Lord uses a faithful heart, a repentant heart. Just you watch and you be receptive. Like the Lord wants to speak to you as you're watching it, because the Lord spoke to me very deeply as I was watching it, and he even brings conviction as he speaks through what he's convicting these other pastors on. So just have an open heart, because I really think the Lord's going to equip you in a way maybe you won't expect through it.
You're going to love it. Ben Quine, who is our curriculum director and leads our strategic ministry partners, he's going to lead this panel and he'll introduce the pastors on the panel. But be blessed, be encouraged, and use this video to encourage your local pastor that they can be stepping out in their community and making a difference and empowering people to love America and still preach the gospel with fervor. So check this out and we'll see you on the back end. Welcome to the Conversations with Christians Engaged podcast. I'm your host, Bunny Pounds, the president of Christians Engaged. This ministry exists to awaken, motivate, educate, and empower ordinary believers in Jesus Christ to do three things: to pray for our elected officials and our nation regularly, to vote in every election to impact our culture, and to engage in some form of civic education or involvement for the well-being of our nation.
So thankful, Bunny, for what you do. A lot of people talk the talk, but you really walk the walk.
I love it, love it. Love teaming up with you, Bunny. So excited about what you're doing and the people you're reaching.
And I will stand and lock arms with this woman of God, Bunny Pounds, any day of the week.
Bunny, you are a new hero of mine.
America is worth it. Now is the time. America needs your involvement. Please take our pledge to pray, vote, and engage. Join with a movement of other Christians that are doing these three simple things that can really impact this nation. Join us.
Thank you so much. Thank you, Bunny. Gentlemen, please come. All right, as Bunny said, my name is Ben Quine. I am honored to be on the board of Christians Engaged. I'm so thrilled to be here with each of you this morning, and it's a great pleasure and honor to be here with these men of God and to be able to introduce them to you this morning and to hear from them. As you know, Christians Engaged's central mission is to equip, to educate, to motivate, to train believers in Jesus to go out and pray and vote and engage on a regular basis. We've been in over 100 churches since our founding in 2020, even in the midst of COVID. So the purpose of this panel today is to encourage your hearts that there are courageous, bold pastors out there who are willing to teach the truth, who are willing to take a stand and disciple their people in the Word of God and in truth. But not only that, these pastors are willing to go the next step to get to know their elected officials, to teach God's Word on the controversial issues of our day, and to encourage and equip their people to run for office. It's exciting and amazing to be here. Gentlemen, if you want to have a seat, that'd be great. So I'd like to quickly introduce each of them to you. So first we have my friend Eugene Ralph. Eugene is a local pastor from South Dallas. He's on the board of directors for Christians Engaged, a regular speaker and outreach leader for our ministry. Thank you for that. He's also the president of Game Changers, his own ministry he started years ago. He's been a radio talk show host, a former field director for Americans for Prosperity, and a longtime conservative activist helping candidates and elected officials in this area. He also appeared in the national documentary Uncle Tom. Pardon me for 1 second. Next, Pastor David Halverson. Honored that he is here with us today. He has served as one of the pastors at a local church with locations in Fort Worth and Dallas since 1981. He graduated from Rema Bible Training Center in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. He serves as the Northwest Texas State Director on the Ordination Council for World Ministry Fellowship. He's also a State Director for the Texas Prayer Caucus, and he served 4 terms on the Texas State Executive Committee for a major political party before joining the Board of Christians Engaged as Secretary. Pastor David has been involved in biblical worldview politics since 1988. He believes that bringing believers and pastors to a working knowledge of how the church has to be involved in politics in this nation is part of the great commandment to love our neighbors. Next, we have Pastor Jorge Tovar. Pastor Tovar pastors Jordan River Church in Laredo, Texas, where they minister to migrants, residents, and elected officials alike. Having been in ministry for over 20 years, Pastor Jorge believes the gospel of Jesus Christ is the only thing that saves. He was awakened from his sleep concerning interacting with government when the city of Laredo in 2018 tried to pass an anti-discriminatory law, allegedly to protect LGBTQ plus community, but in reality, it would have infringed on the rights of local church not to hire people living outside of the direction of the Word of God. So Pastor Tovar bravely stood up in front of the city council and with the help of a nonprofit called Texas Values, mobilized pastors in the area to speak out, and they won. Praise the Lord. He has since become the South Texas Church Outreach Coordinator for Texas Values Initiative, the Church Ambassador Program, where he walks other pastors through how to get to know their elected officials and build relationships with them. Pastor Tovar is hoping to build a dream center, providing job training, clothing, a food bank, and more in his area. You can check out their booth out in the hallway just outside for the Jordan River Church. They're our missions project for this conference. Thank you. And last but not least, Pastor Larry Traylor. It's been amazing to get to know you over this weekend, sir. Larry attended our conference last year and was a major bridge for us to have this conference here at church in the city this year. Mm-hmm. He's been a regular supporter of Christians Engaged and given us so much encouragement. He's an associate pastor. He's been here since 2019 and after having served the church body as an elder since 2015. He was also recently honored by the city of Rowlett this year for 23 years of service in the U.S. Air Force as Senior Master Sergeant. Thank you. And for his role as a bridge builder, helping pastor a diverse, multi-ethnic congregation, impacting his local community with the love of Jesus Christ. So let's hear it for these gentlemen. So I wish we had all day to talk to these men and hear from them. We're going to go really quickly, though. Eugene, we'll start with you. As you know, here at Christians Engaged, we're taking on some hot topics in order to preach and teach God's word, teach the whole counsel of God. And we've gone through some Zoom classes. You were my partner. Thank you very much for teaching in our class on justice a few months ago. That was a blessing. I just want to ask you, why is it important that pastors address these topics for their members, but do it from a biblical perspective as opposed to a woke perspective?
Well, as we know that the Bible tells us in 2 Timothy 2:16 that all things that we do are in regard to what the Word of God says, it tells us that all Scripture is given for the benefit of reproof and doctrine, and that the man of God should be equipped to do the work of God. With that in mind, there's nothing that we do that's excluded from Scripture, and that's one of the things we have to reiterate to Christians. In doing so, it's often an encouragement because people are challenged with what they hear that's not biblical. We as Christians have responsibility, not an option, to help those that we meet, those that we know, those who are close to us, as well as those who are distant from us, understand things through the filter of the Word of God. And that does not exclude things that are in the political realm. And in doing that, it actually, for me, is a little bit exciting because you never know where that's going to go. So I think that if we just make ourselves up for the challenge, often we can accomplish what God wants us to do. We will find that we're going to touch hearts and minds, dealing with different subject matter that is often overlooked, even in the discussion that we hear taking place in the public square. When we get into these discussions, when we approach it from a biblical perspective. And it's always pretty exciting because two things happens. We're going to be challenged to share the information that the Lord has already placed inside of us. We're going to realize how much we actually know, because most people think they don't know what they need to know. But we're going to be challenged to actually share that. And in doing so, it's only going to be a blessing to the people on the receiving end. Often people wonder, am I going to do a good enough job? Well, the thing is, only person knows whether or not you're doing a good enough job is you. And the Lord. And the Lord is not going to slap you if you don't do a good enough job. He's going to maybe chastise you later, but he's going to encourage you. The Lord builds us up, encourages us. And by doing these things, we see the manifestation of what we do, and we are encouraged to carry on when we're given our next opportunity.
Thank you so much. Pastor David, can you just instruct us why it's important? Why should pastors be involved in politics?
We began our involvement in politics when we had an opportunity to support a Christian presidential candidate back in 1988. We believed not that Pat Robertson was Jesus. He wasn't perfect, but he was a candidate who espoused our values as believers. And that was in 1988. We began as a church to teach our people that because of the gift that God has given to us in this nation, that it is incumbent upon us, as has been read in my statement, is that it is important for us to bring the love of God to our communities by putting in godly people. And God, you have an influence as a pastor. You have an open door and a platform and a podium to be able to declare God's word and God's biblical view to every person that's under the sound of your voice. And when you do that, and when you tell them that that government is of God, and government is the minister of God to thee for what? For good. Well, when it ceases to be the minister of God to thee for good in a nation where you can have an effect in an election, then it's incumbent upon you to put somebody in who is the minister of God to you for good. Amen. So it's important for you as a pastor to not be afraid, to not work for anybody else but the living God and the power of his word, to bring that word to pass in your local family, your church families, and your civic family, because you are a minister of God to the people for good through your ministry. So bring that to pass. Open that door. Don't be afraid that you're going to lose people. Don't be afraid you're going to lose money. Be afraid of God. Amen. 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 And listen to the voice of God and take that opportunity to put your members into office, put your members into a place of authority in the community to bring to pass righteousness in all levels of government, city council, ISDs, all of those things. Amen. Amen. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. Pastor Tovar, tell us quickly about your awakening and how what happened in Laredo can happen in all of our communities. How do we stay engaged? How do we keep paying attention to what's going on around us?
I was awakened back in 2018. I was born again. Yeah. Let me explain that. I've been an evangelist for 20 years and now a pastor for 27 years. I thought I was pastoring my church, my small church, minding my own business, doing whatever God wanted me to do. In 2018, as it explained, that the LGBTQ wanted to bring an ordinance that involved terminology like sexual orientation, gender identity to a anti-discrimination ordinance. I didn't know what was that at all. one of the city council members called me up. Hey, Pastor, are you going to come into the meeting? This is not right. They're having in the agenda an item dealing with this and all that. So she explained to me and I said, okay, I'll show up. And it was a last minute call. So I texted as many pastors as I could, but no one showed up. I was there. Christ was with me. Hallelujah. And I did what I did. And they tabled it for the next following meeting. It gave me a week. That time I contacted FRC. FRC connected me with Texas Values. And they were coaching me. They were telling me what to say and what was this all about. And I was really like, I don't even know what I'm doing here. You know, so the week passed, the day came, and the Texas Values, Jonathan Sines called me up and said, are you ready? As ready as I can be. So I was getting ready that morning. He gave me a call later on. He said, I'm on my way. Jonathan Sines from Texas Values. And we showed up. I had gathered as many pastors. That was the initiation of a task force called Laredo Prayer Task Force. Since then, we've been active. So we gathered together. We testified against the ordinance. Jonathan Sines went up there, testified against it. And they interrupted him before he finished. And they made a motion to put it away. So I came out, first time ever, I came out in the front cover of the LGBTQ magazine in Houston as a hate group, as a hate pastor, along with Texas Values hate organization. And that really bothered me. I went before the Lord and said, Lord, I preach love. I'm not a hate group. And the Lord spoke to me. I asked, Lord, why is this going on in our city? Why is this darkness trying to hover over our city? And the Lord told me clearly, because of you. Me, I haven't done anything. And the Lord said, that's exactly right. So he started telling me all the things that I was doing wrong. Holy Spirit just started giving me conviction. I would go to vote whenever I remembered to go vote, and I didn't even know the people there. I would vote. Oh, okay, this one is Hispanic. I'll vote for this person. Oh, if no other options was, okay, mini, mini, miny, mo, this one is. I was really negligent of my civic duty, and the Lord brought all that out. By the time he finished with all the list I was doing wrong, I was bawling. I was just crying my face off. And I said, Lord, forgive me.
Hallelujah.
And I repented. So the Lord stirred in my heart. He started speaking to me. He showed me a vision of all the states of the United States. And that God was being pushed out of every state because of the laws that were proving and passing. And I said, Lord, what's going on? And the Lord turned around and looked at me and told me, but there's still time for Texas.
Hallelujah.
So that burdened my heart. They gave me the message to keep God in Texas. So I held a conference in Laredo, Texas, a Keep God in Conference, Texas, and I invited Jonathan Sines, Texas Values. He was there. And after that first conference, the Lord kept on dealing with me and said, you know what, I'm going to send you to Washington, D.C. I've never been down to the east, northeast, been to Florida, that's about it, you know, but I went to, as the Lord was still speaking to me, I went to Washington, D.C. and to an FRC conference, and make a long story short, the Lord spoke to me in a tour to the Capitol, And I went, and I soon realized David Barton was the guide. Yes, I didn't know who he was back then. So I had the story, and I started realizing that the stories, there were clergymen in office back then. Our forefathers were men of God, and they would get up in Congress and say, Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, without having to think about offending anyone, and they would just... It was just amazing, and that started stirring my heart and said, Lord, Lord God, I knew this nation was founded in a biblical sense, but I never knew these stories, the pastors leading the government and all that. So Lord started, I got overwhelmed. I just started crying. I had to sit down. We got to the round part of the Capitol and sat down one of the benches, and I just started to cry and said, Lord, you are here. You are here. And the Lord spoke to me, yes, I am here. And the people have bottled me in here like a museum. I want you to go back and take the message to take me out of here. Take me out of the four walls of the churches. Go tell pastors, yes. Take yes. That message. So that's the message I've been taking ever since. You know what, since then, Texas Values, I had conferences with Keep God in Texas in the border towns in El Paso, Laredo, and Brownsville, and just to lighten up the torches to pastors and churches. And then Texas Values invited me to be part of the staff. I'm now part of the staff at Texas Values, and I'm involved in the Church Ambassador Network ministry. The mission is to recruit as many pastors as we can from Texas, go to the legislative session, introduce them to legislative members, and just share the word. Not lobby, not ask for any favors, but share the gospel, plant the seed, encourage them, and pray with them.
Amen.
You know, and
amen.
That's what I've been doing to keep God in Texas ever since.
Thank you. Wow, that's so powerful.
Now, the other part of the question, that's another 3 minutes. So what to do, that's what you do. You not only get involved, but you always go. As a pastor, you don't want to get involved in politics, but go to your politicians and share the gospel. That's our responsibility. Disciple them. Share the word. Pray with them. Encourage them. Don't go there for asking any favors. Share the gospel, because the gospel is the one that will give fruit, and that will change the state and the nation and take us back to God's ways. Amen?
Amen. Amen. Powerful. Praise the Lord. Pastor Larry, how do we create church cultures that incorporate prayer, good biblical teaching, and also empower people to be bridge builders and impact the culture? How have you modeled that here at Church in the City?
Amen. Well, we're grateful and thankful. Let me just say this while it's on my mind. We want to thank the city of Laredo for our youth pastors, Pastor Jordan and Carolina from Miller from Laredo, Texas. We've got them up here, and they are doing a fantastic job.
Amen. Good people. Good people.
And it came about through the work of prayer, through praying. One of the things here that Church in the City, we do is, we as pastors and as leaders, we don't just tell our congregation to pray. We pray. Sometimes people don't know how to pray, so we give them guidelines, biblical guidelines. Like the Word of God even says, you know, to pray for those who are in authority. So in case they forget, when we have a person leading the prayer, we've got the outline as to who these authorities are. Oftentimes by name and position. Even down to our local government. God said, and Jesus said, my house shall be called a house of prayer. And we try to emulate that here to the best of our ability here at Church in the City, and then not only just tell them how, showing them, but then allowing them to pray. Because there are some things in individuals' hearts that are not necessarily in the heart of the leaders. So we have to find out what's on their hearts. We take an ethnicity, an individual from a different background, and I try to encourage them to pray for their nation, because they know the struggles that their nation is having. So we incorporate that. We tell them, you need to pray for them and cry out to the Lord. And God, and we've seen God just answer prayer after prayer after prayer. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amazing.
Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you.
It's so powerful to hear from each of you. I wish we could go on for all afternoon and talk to you, but we just have a very, very brief amount of time left. So in just 30 seconds, if you would, each give us, please, a quick exhortation on why it's so important to build these habits of prayer and voting and engagement.
Well, first of all, we need to pray for the purpose of making sure that whatever we're doing God's will. In our hearts, all of us want to do that. And secondly, we want to do it for the purpose of having an impact on those who are around us. As Christians, we're supposed to be the light in whatever dark place we find ourselves, sometimes even the brighter light in a place that does have light. And thirdly, for the purpose of engagement, in addition to helping others see what we see, we get blessed by sharing the blessing. When we present ourselves as the vessel that God uses to flow through us to accomplish his will in the lives of others, we're blessed automatically. So that should be an encouragement to know that.
Prayer brings us into the presence of God. The presence of God brings you to what to do next, what God will call you and command you to do next. Voting in every single election. How many know that the lowest turnout elections are always the ISDs and the city councils? 3% in many cases decide every member of those particular bodies. And so if Christians are voting, if only 25% of Christians are voting in any given election, and especially in the lower turnout elections, you can turn an election for God immediately, quickly. So vote in every single election. They're the ones, those lower ballot elections are the ones that affect you the most. And engagement is get behind somebody who you know to be a person of God and a person of faith and a person who of integrity. Get behind those people. Get behind those people in as candidates. Get behind those organizations like with Texas Values, people that you know to be people of God. Engage just in something. Just start with one step, beginning with whatever God has put on your heart through prayer. Amen.
Part of the message I've taken to a lot of churches is Matthew 5, be the light of the world. But there's a part in that verse 15, that says it's supposed to be out, the light's supposed to be out, to give light to all who are in the house. So our personal prayer, our personal consecration starts at home. In Ezra, in the book of Ezra, it talks about when the king was before the Lord, and the Lord stirred up his spirit. That's what the Bible says. And if you read on down, it stirred up his spirit to go rebuild him a house in Jerusalem. And then it says also that everyone whose spirit God called, everyone whose spirit God had stirred to go up to rebuild. And within those, by the way, the word stir means wake up from sleep, activate the mind and understand. That's what it means, stir up. They were stirred. The people, the Bible says the people gathered together as one person in Jerusalem to rebuild. But guess what they did build first? They set up the altar on its foundation. They built the altar first. You know, but the foundation of the temple of the Lord had not been laid. Even before they started rebuilding the temple, they restored the altar. So God is speaking not only to the government leaders, but to all the spiritual leaders and to every head of household to stir up, wake up, and restore the altar. Starts at home. Amen.
Always pray the word, Lord, thy kingdom come, thy will be done here on earth, even as it is in heaven.
Thank you. It's so inspiring. You know, if you're a pastor here this morning, we would love to connect with you. We would love to encourage you and support you and work with you as you teach your church. If your pastor's not here this morning, we would love to connect with your pastor. We would love to encourage and support your pastor. So please come talk to us, anyone at the booth, the Christians Engage booth, anyone on staff, anyone on the board. We would love to help you in encouraging your pastor and empowering them to be someone who teaches boldly from the pulpit and encourages and equips his flock. And we would also want to encourage each of you that pastors have a very difficult job. And so we want to respect them and honor them and approach them in love and encouragement. But the local church really is the answer to America's problems. Teaching biblical truth, returning to Christ, returning to the gospel, revival is the answer for our church and our culture. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you, gentlemen.
I love these men of God so much. When you have a pastor that is willing to stand out on the front lines and really teach people prayer, voting, engagement, it's so powerful, Cameron.
Yeah, I'll be praying for these guys, just seeing the impact. And as you are deeply impacted by whatever the Lord speaks through them, it's so powerful to then pray for them. And the word of God talks about that, honoring those who are elders, praying for them, just always having that mind of they are giving so, so, so much and are under fire, you know,
yes,
so much pressure. And these men are standing so, so firm, which is super encouraging. So y'all be praying for them.
Yeah, the one job I would not want to be right now is a pastor. Right. I mean, they are under fire in every way, and there's so many issues in people's lives. The last thing they want to concentrate sometime on is civic duties and mm-hmm. civic engagement. But what we do is we come alongside them, and
yes,
we have a strategic
exactly.
ministry partnership where we help them do voter registration in their church twice a year. We co-brand our pledge to pray, vote, and engage with their church so they can empower people every election
yeah.
to get out there and vote. And then we give them all of our curriculum for free.
It's incredible.
To use within their churches.
Yeah.
And that is a huge benefit for their small groups, Sunday schools, and all that, to train up their people. So
yeah.
we've been, guys, in a lot of churches, 125 or plus churches at this point. And, you know, God's opening the doors now in mega churches as well. There are some courageous pastors that are standing up and saying, you know what? I can talk about prayer, voting,
right.
and engagement and not
right.
split my church.
Right. Yes, absolutely. I was so encouraged, too, by his name.
Pastor Tovar.
Pastor Tovar. His just like his willingness, just he's such an example up there of literally what the Lord does with a willing heart, and then his repentant heart, like the conviction of the Lord, just for him to say, I'm going to do whatever it takes to be used by the Lord. If you were not touched by that, I don't know how, because what a special man, just
oh,
his heart
for the
Lord.
He's such a special man,
yeah.
and I've been on the streets doing street evangelism with him, and I've been with him in Austin,
yeah.
and he's the same person everywhere he goes. And Pastor David Halverson is part of our, he's our secretary for Christians Engaged, and he's also a part of our On-Ramp to Civic Engagement Seminar, teaching through issues from a biblical perspective.
Mm.
So y'all check Pastor David out on that, but come to our Wake Up Conference, November 3rd and 4th, Allen, Texas. This is our national conference. This is where we gather everybody, and we've got some more courageous pastors that are going to be speaking to us at this conference. So join us. Sign up today. We keep the general tickets very low, guys, and there's VIP tickets as well for a lunch with the elected officials, for a reception with our special guests. Join us. We want to see you there. And
yes.
we will see you next week for another video
yes.
as well. We're going to have fun, right, Cameron?
That's right.
We're going to keep going, watching these videos from last year. Be inspired, and we'll see you November 3rd and 4th in Dallas-Fort Worth. Thank you so much for joining us for this incredible podcast. What a time we've had. We love you so much. We love being in your life. Have you subscribed? Have you shared this with your family and friends? Please subscribe on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, Rumble, wherever you get your audio or video pods. We need your help. This mission is undergirded by individuals just like you that support this ministry monthly, annually, and whenever you think about us, to be able to reach over 1 million Christians in the next 2 years. That's our goal. We want to empower 1 million Christians around America to pray, vote, and engage regularly. Will you help us? We're here to do that, and we need your help. I want to say thank you to our partners at The Stream. What an incredible online publication put out by James Robison and Life Outreach International. As we come together across denominational lines as believers to discern what God's saying about the news of the day and to hear from different viewpoints. Check out The Stream, make it your homepage, and get on their email list. This product is amazing. Also, our partners at Edify App, put out by Christian Post. This podcast app is a convergence of Bible teachers around America. We're excited to be a part of Edify App, check out all their other podcasts. Thank you so much again for caring about this nation. We're here to help you pray, vote, and engage. We'll see you next week.